You're listening to Inside Real Estate with Lori Patrick on 980 CJME.
Talk to the Experts is back with Lori Patrick of Sutton Group Results Realty and a very special guest you've brought along, Lori. Who is this?
Steve Bauer with AAA.
I know you count on some of the experts with your clients. So, Steve, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Greg.
Nice to have you here again. We're going to get to you, Steve, in a moment. But first, Lori, let's get right into it here. This, I hear, has been a huge start to the year so far.
It has been. Our sales are up 20, 30% even over last year. I mean, there's been some big numbers put out January, February, and now into March.
And yet at the same time, inventory is rather low. So I ask you, how can that be so successful?
It is. Inventory is still very low. And so what's happening is what's coming on, if it's priced well, and even price premium, it's selling. So the things are moving through quickly and old inventory is moving as well. And of course, there's always pockets of the market that are stronger than others and others that aren't, you know, that are sitting a little bit more, but it's swift. It's a swift moving market.
Well, I'm curious now too, because years gone by when it was a market like that, you were getting like extraordinary money for your home. Lately, the last few years, the market's been dictating the price. Are people getting some big bucks for their homes these days?
Premium pricing is back. And of course, this is always depending on the house and the area and how much inventory is in that area. But we're seeing a little bit more competing in multiple offer situation, not on all of them, but on some of them. So if it's a well-priced home in an area that doesn't have a lot of inventory, you can expect multiple offers.
And pretty nice to see the Bank of Canada put another pause on the rate.
Yes. That's holding steady. Buyers have some confidence. And so they're out there looking. You just need to list their house so they can buy it.
Don't wait to sell right now. Get on the market.
I had a few recent sellers that this applied to. One was, this was a fantastic house on kind of an iconic street. Very popular. It was a big house, big rambling house. Original, though. Very good condition. Very lovingly cared for by a long, long-term owner. But most of what was inside was 1960s. And so he had been trying for a couple of years to sell this kind of word of mouth on his own. And then he heard me one day on the radio talking about this glut of inventory we had a couple months ago and called me. So I went and met with him. Loved the house. Could see the care and the sentiment that he had for it. He was a reluctant, so he didn't want to leave this long-term family home. But it was time. It was just way too much house, and it was time to go. But he had spent years off and on, you know, letting all the neighbors know. He had talked to various agents over the years to say, hey, if you have somebody, I'll sell, you know, bring me a buyer. But you can't word of mouth a sale, really, a house sale. And especially a house like that, any house, but that particular house, it needs to go to market. This is a house that should be on MLS and go wide because you can't beat the exposure of it. MLS is unmatched as far as that's concerned. That's where all your buyers are, your qualified buyers. And then you have 400 plus agents trying to sell it for you.
So he came around eventually?
He did. We had a nice long meeting and the history he had of that house. I mean, he had papers from 40 years ago that he had kept every document and every slip and every receipt. And so, you know, you could see really the care that had been put into it. It just was ready for the next buyer to take it into their tastes because it was a little bit of a time capsule, cosmetic-wise. And so within about a week or two, we had it on the market, and within another week or two, it was sold.
Wow, really?
Yes.
So MLS really is unmatched.
Yes, it's unmatched, and that was after 2+ years. I had talked to some buyers after I listed it who said he had showed me this house in 2021. So he had been trying that method and, you know, and maybe he wasn't motivated as much back then, but it's just not the way to sell any house and especially a house like that.
Have you ever had an opportunity where you've assisted someone in selling or helping them purchase a home in the past and then they come back at you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I get a lot of repeat clients, buyers that turn into sellers. I had one recently, which brings me kind of to another seller story example in this market, and this is very recent as well. I sold her this condo, completely different type of style of house than the one I was just talking about. I sold her this condo about 15 years ago, and she called me up and said, Lori, it's time to move. So, you know, I was going to meet with her in the next day or two. And before I go out, I always do just a little market snapshot, you know, just so I'm really refreshed on what's around. Her neighbor, like right next door, had just sold. And this is a townhouse style condo, very nice complex, established, newish, but not too new. And so the neighbor just sold. So I'm looking at that price. There's a couple of 3 month and 4 month old sales that are comps. I'm thinking, okay, these are good. And so in my mind, I have a price range I'm at, but then I get to the condo and I'm walking through meeting with her and I kind of decide on the spot, we're going to ask higher. We're going to list this for a higher price than we discussed. And here's why. You have no competition in this part of the city. Other parts of the city, sure, there's similar inventory, but not around here and not in any neighboring areas as well. So if you've got a buyer looking up in the Northwest, we're kind of it. So we're going to ask a premium. And so we get it on the market. We get showings right away. I mean, she agreed with my pricing. She was just kind of letting me take the lead on that. And there's not many sellers that say, no, Lori, don't increase the price. So obviously we put it on a little higher. We get showings right away. And then we get an offer from an agent and it's low. And he's working for his buyer. So I understand this, and this is just typical agent jousting, but he gives me the low offer and I'm thinking, okay, well, we've only been on the market a couple days. And he said, yeah, well, you're too high. You would have had an offer by now. And here's all your comps. And I can see the same comps you can. I know what the comps are. Thank you. But I'm not relying on that. I'm relying on partly there's nothing else out here right now. And there's a good market for these properties. And she's it. And the buyers are here. And we've gotten enough showings that we're not too worried about it. And so he's saying, well, you would have sold by now. And I'm thinking, we haven't even been on the market a week. We've had a lot of showings. We're not going to take this price. So we'll counter you to where we want to counter you at. And while we're doing that, we got another offer, which was considerably more than the low one that this agent had written. We countered that one a little bit. Buyer accepted and it sold. So I understand what that agent was doing, but he was kind of arguing price with me. And when you're only taking it from a recent sales comparable situation, your prices will never move. You'll never increase price ranges. You'll never sell your house for more if you only sell for what the neighbor sold for. We had a few things that were better, but also you can't buy the neighbors anymore. This is the one that's on the market now. So we can get a little bit of a premium.
Nice. Well, don't wait.
Don't wait.
Get in on the market now. We need the inventory and the buyers are clearly standing by, waiting and watching. We're going to take a break here in just a moment. And in our second half, boy, this is good timing. Steve Bauer from AAA Solid Foundation Repair is coming in. And given the melt as of late, there's a lot you need to know when you're buying a home or, for that matter, selling and what you can do to make it a little more attractive for that buyer. Back to the beginning of our conversation, though, before I let you go before the break here, Lori, the great thing about this is that it seems like right now, hey, spring isn't official yet. We're almost there, days away, but people are getting excited into the market again.
They're very excited. I mean, January and February to me felt like a typical spring market. And normally we kind of ease into it a little bit more, but we opened this year off, just hit the ground running. The sales were up. We need more inventory, but the inventory that's coming to the market is selling and for premium.
The optimism is there. I can hear it in your voice.
Yes.
Spring
yes.
fever. It's
spring fever.
Lady.
I'm busy.
If you're looking to buy or sell, interview Lori today and make a move in the right direction. You can call her up at 306-591-5192 or check out the website, of course, LoriSells.ca. We're going to be back with more from Lori Patrick of Sutton Group Results Realty and Steve Bauer from AAA Solid Foundation Repair back in just a moment.